Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Headlines are brought to you by Bowser Chevrolet, Pittsburgh's Chevy dealer. Also brought to you by the Super Low Home Equity Rate at Dollar Bank. Visit dollar.bank, equal housing lender. Don't even tell me we're getting the Bellefonte snorkel horse, are we? Are we? Yes?
The early stages are yes.
This is unbelievable, Ron. We have the man on after he announces his retirement and he fires back with a snorkel shot.
I think you told him yesterday, at this point in your career, you can do whatever the hell you want to with
That's
no
true.
With no repercussions, right?
That is absolutely true.
What are they going to do? Fire him?
Unbelievable that this guy gives us the Bellefonte snorkel. I can't believe this, Ron. He's here now? Well, he's late. Jim Colony.
Maybe he was at the rink.
On the Nemecolon fan hotline. What's going on here, Jim?
No, I was on the phone doing another one of those interviews that I've been doing lately. I kept trying to answer the phone, but I kept cutting it off. So I had to finally pull. I had to pull over to be safe. I had to get to a spot where I could pull over and safely redial here.
Well, your retirement announcement story made it all the way to number three on Post Gazette's most read stories of the day. Were you sad that it didn't make it to number one?
I don't know how you to determine that. I just did see it there, so I made it to number three. I think that's pretty good. I mean, what was I beaten out by? Like Mason Rudolph or
probably, yeah.
Matt Canada?
Maybe.
I think number three's pretty good. I didn't think I'd even make the top 5 or 10 or whatever.
Well, there's some confusion about what you're gonna do. You're retiring, but you're not retiring. Is that correct? So what's the big deal about your retirement announcement if you're not retiring?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And Ron, you tell me, because we're on the same page when it comes to that. I'm trying to say it's like it's not that big of a deal because it's just because I'm still going to be around. In fact, had I chose to be around, I could have been filling the role of Ron Cook next week if I wanted, because that's the kind of fill-in stuff that I'm going to have a chance to do, and so I'm looking forward to that. But that's why I can't. And Ron, you and I are the same age.
You're a lot older than I am. But go ahead. So
by 1 year, yes.
Okay, that's a lot older. I'd rather.
How does he know your age, Ron? Nobody else does.
I'd rather be a lot older by 1 year than not. Go ahead.
Yeah, especially as we get toward the back end of it, I guess.
But, you know what they say? It's like as you get older, life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, the faster it goes. Think
right.
about
and
that
nobody,
for a minute.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I left them speechless.
And in real life, there are no replacement roles when you reach into the cabinet, I guess.
So are you retiring or not? Is this all for naught? Should we have had you on today? You're getting more of a send-off than Jury Rand when he left Pittsburgh.
Send-off than Ben.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I've been here longer than Ben. I was definitely here a lot longer than Jury. Ron, I honestly don't think it's that big of a deal. Because I am going to continue to do some part-time hosting, but in terms of being on the Fan morning show, Tomorrow is the last day. And yet, like a week from tomorrow, apparently, like they haven't had enough time to sell stuff or whatever, that they're going to do a gala send-off on the 28th. So it is like I'm never going away, because I'm not. You know, we're not going anywhere. So I don't think it's, I just don't think it's that big of a deal. But, you know, if we get publicity out of it, you know, any kind of publicity is good publicity. Beano Cook might have actually said that. So, you know, may as well go along for the ride.
All right. Well, we'll go along for the ride today and pretend that you're retiring. And look back on your career. I mentioned at the top that Joel Embiid had 50 points in 27 minutes last night, which is darn near Wilt territory. Did you ever cover a game featuring Wilt Chamberlain?
No. No.
He's not old.
He's close.
He's not that old. When did Chamberlain retire?
73?
Jim was just a kid in 73.
Although I'll tell you what, Joe.
Maybe even later than 73. Go ahead.
The Boston Celtics did play an exhibition game at my high school in Keene, New Hampshire in 1969. I do remember that, but I never covered Wilt. I mean, the first team I would have actually covered professionally would have been when I was actually inside the locker room would have been the Red Sox. You know, the Red Sox when I got to Boston in 1985, and so that would have been like the Larry Bird, you know, the Mikhail Bird Parrish DJ Celtics.
Ron, it's your turn.
It's my turn.
Now, ask Jim anything. I have one. Can I ask another one?
I was not prepared. I was reading about Jim's retirement, actually, of the story here. That's what I was doing.
With retirement in quotes?
Now I can move to number two on the Post-Gazette list, thanks to Ron looking at it.
The most impressive number in your phone over the years, besides Mr. Big Chest's, was what or is what, Jim?
Actually, you know, believe it or not, it's probably given wide ranging popularity. It's Danny Smyers, Dan Smyers from Dan and Shay, a highly decorated, country duo.
I never heard of him.
Right. Are you kidding me?
No. I mean, he's like a big deal. You have to go on social media, see how many followers he has. But in terms of sports, I don't know. I mean, Cower, Pouncey. I'm trying to think of a number of Pirate players.
Big Chest might be the winner there then.
Well, I think he is, except my guess is that if I'd reached out with that number, that it's not his number anymore.
Probably not.
That's because he didn't pay his bill.
That goes back a lot. That one goes back quite a ways. There were a few Steelers and Pirates and Penguins and so like Brooks Orpik. I mean, that's a good number to have in the phone. I haven't talked to him lately. I never collected phone numbers that much. Maybe I should have had more than I did. I don't have Ron. I don't have. Well, I do have Ron's number. I don't have Ben's number. And there are probably quite a few people who do. But you know, that's okay. I got along fine without having famous phone numbers.
Well, now we know you love golf. Are you actually going to play with Starkey? I mean, people keep saying
we've already played.
Sure, Joe, well, I'll play with you, but then they always find a way to put it off.
Not only have we played, he was there for the first par of my career, right, Jim?
Yes, and that was now we went out with our big boss to Butler.
Yeah, that's right, because I had to do the show alone while you guys were out playing golf. I remember that day.
Yes, I know. I got out of work that morning too, which was pretty good. But anyway, Ron, I'm pretty sure that I've told you this, and I've talked about this on the morning show, because the booby prize in our football picking contest is that we have to treat Joe to a round of golf this summer or this spring or summer. That's like the last place prize, which I wouldn't mind. We had a great time playing golf.
We did.
We really did. And I would look forward to playing golf with Joe anytime, Ron. I'd say I know that you're a highly decorated junior golfer, and I think you should take up the game again, because you and Joe would have a wonderful time on the court.
I'll drive the beer cart. I would rather, if I was thinking taking it back, I wouldn't play with either one of you guys. I'd want to go with Zeiss.
Oh no!
Well, that's
you wouldn't.
That's an experience, and I don't blame you for that.
I just remember at the one fan outing when he was out there shagging balls off the tee, and he got hit in the head.
Right in the head.
He had a baseball glove catching golf balls, and he got hit in the head by one.
Yeah,
I don't think he's ever recovered from
because
that.
Because he was
he?
Ripped. We had the big fan fat heads of all our faces out there, and people tried to hit him with drives. He was staggering between the fat heads out there, and somebody cracked him right on the head, Ron.
It was scary, actually. Could have hit him. As our mothers used to tell us, you could have put your eye out.
It's not a party till then. Horse, how about the single most memorable sporting event that you covered in your whole career? You can go back to Boston. You can go anywhere. What was it?
Well, I thought covering the NBA Finals in Los Angeles in 1987 didn't end well for the Celtics. But I've told this. So the Celtics lose in six games. I'm kind of up all night. I end up going to the because my friend Willie May was friends with Adrian Branch, a rookie with the Lakers who had his family.
Love him Maryland.
Yes, and he had family and they didn't have enough room in their car. And I had a car, and so Willie and I brought some of his family to the Lakers victory party on above the Rocks, the Roxy, and then above the Rocks was the name of this place. And so I actually was a fly on the wall at the Lakers victory party in 1987. So that wasn't exactly a sporting event per se, but I mean, you talk about somebody who didn't belong. It was me, but I'm sitting there with McEnroe and Tatum O'Neal and Jack Nicholson and all these Lakers. And it was great just to sit there and watch.
Did you try to strike up a conversation with any of them, like Nicholson or any of them?
I think I did with Nicholson a little bit because he used to show up he actually sat, the guy that owned the radio station I worked in Boston at Kiss 108, Rich Wallace, but Jack Nicholson actually wanted to come to the games in Boston, but didn't want to be down on the floor so that Celtic fans could abuse him. And so I believe that he sat in the station's luxury box high above courtside at Boston Garden. So he was, and I can't remember if I really talked to anybody else. I mean, I got to be familiar with some of the players like Michael Cooper and some of those guys. But I just stayed out of the way. I didn't want to, you know, I just wanted to watch. But I mean, there are a lot of things. Joe, when I first came to Pittsburgh, I know you predated me by a little bit, but you know, the first year I came to Pittsburgh is when the Penguins won their second Stanley Cup. And so I was in Chicago at Chicago's old Chicago Stadium. What a place that was.
Do you remember a young Jim Colony, Ron?
I do not.
Really? In the press box in Chicago? Were you there?
Not the first year that he was in town, no.
I wonder what he looked like then.
I don't remember. Probably a few pounds later, I would guess.
He's shrunk, yes. I bet, since then.
I don't know if he's shrunk.
There's a picture that somebody put up on my cubicle of the glasses I had at the time. That's about circa 1992.
I'd love to see that.
Another fun fact is since I've been here, the Steelers have played in four Super Bowls. I personally attended two of them. They lost the two that I attended and the two that I was back home working, doing work back here in Detroit and Tampa with the Super Bowls that they won. So as long as I wasn't there, they were in good shape.
Well, you, like the rest of us who have been here a long time, have been so lucky with these teams that we've covered, maybe the Pirates aside. Obviously the Pirates aside, but could you imagine doing this in Detroit or Cleveland or somewhere like that? I mean, how much more fun have we had than they've had?
Ron, you're right about that. And even the Pirates, when I first came here, again, another thing that didn't end all that well, but when I first got here in the summer of 1991, you know, they ended up playing in the playoffs 2 years in a row. They were memorable playoff series that didn't, as we all know, didn't turn out very well. And then, you know, some of the other things like Joe, the back-to-back games that we covered in 04, when Ben first came on the scene and they played the undefeated teams, right, back-to-back, the Eagles and the Patriots. And those two games, man, I remember that. That was a lot of fun. And then the run, and again, I didn't get to go to Detroit, but that playoff run from Cincinnati through Indianapolis through Denver, that was some of the best football that Ben played. And the plays that he made in Cincinnati and then Indianapolis early on, well, the tackle plus, and then the passing game that he had in Denver, especially in that first half.
Oh, yeah. He had one of the highest passer ratings in a three-game stretch in NFL history. We have to run here, Horse, but I wanted to let Ron know. We often talk about how Mike White got my sports media career started. And Ron,
never forgive Mike for that.
Ron blames him. However, in all honesty, I think you may have had a hand, and maybe a big hand, in getting me to this radio station. You recommended me all those years ago. Did you know that, Ron?
That certainly wasn't me who recommended you. I know that.
So thank you, Horse. You've been a tremendous pro, and I think an influence on my career, as far as I know.
Joe, I appreciate that. Ron, I appreciate that. And I'll see you guys again tomorrow morning, I guess. I'm still not retired.
And probably next week when Ron's off, we'll see you again, I bet. Right? You won't be retired then either.
That was offered to me, and I said, I think it's a little too soon. But next Friday, maybe, Joe. Maybe a little bonus Jimbo next Friday.
All right, Jim. Congratulations on your non-retirement. We'll be hearing you every day on the airwaves.
Thank you very much.
There he goes, Ron.
He's retiring, but he's not retiring.
What's going on here with this guy? He's going to wind up being full-time again.
He's going to get weaned away slowly, I guess.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Trying to read through this story here about his retirement. He's praised for his work.
He was a very good worker, wasn't he? I thought
he showed up a lot of places.
He did. He shows up and gets the job done.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.